So the Gemara can't be a teretz for Rava. For Rava, who do Yom? Rava was the one before that made a chilek between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. For Rava, who do Yom? Shloisha, a beged made out of different material. That's three tefachim by three tefachim b'shar begodin l'Rav Shimon ben Elazar islay. He learns that's the chilek only because Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds other materials is makabel tumun. Over the Tana the Rabbi Shmuel islay. But Rava said, "Claw, according to the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, even shar materials, even though the beggar is three tefachim by three tefachim, it has no kabbalah's tumah." You see, Rava says, "Claw, according to the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, shar begodim has no tumah at all, even though it's gimel tefachim and gimel tefachim." And the Gemara one teretz says, "Hodeh be Rava mehi." You have to say now, Rava was chayzer. Has that Rava heard two Tana of the Rabbi Shmuels? He didn't want to make a stira between both of them. So mainly was chayzer said there's no stira. But the first turn of the Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a beggar that's only 3 inches by 3 inches. Then your davka need wool or flax. That's the chiddush in the parsha of Tzemer or Pishtin, even 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. There's another parsha of Oy HaBeged, that's marba by Shrotzim, even Shar Begodim, how to turn Rabbi Shmuel, that's talking about with 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. If the beggar is 12 inches by 12 inches, then it has tumma all other begodim. So the Enchlami Rav was chayzer now. The boy is saying another teretz is no, Rav is not choizer. No, this last pshat for Hora Papa Omra. This last pshat that says there's no seer in Tana Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Rav that said it, but it's Rav Papa. But you do a Rav Papa became the Rosh Yeshiva after Rav was Nifta. His Rav Papa took over Rav's Yeshiva. Well, it's not so schwer to say. First they thought Rav said it, they thought the old Rosh Yeshiva said it, and then it came out, no, it was only Rav Papa, the last Rosh Yeshiva that said it. So the Marshal Gish should be the Rav Papa Omar, because Rav Papa said, Av Koil Lasuya Klayim. There's an extra word, Kol is Lasuya Klayim. For the what that you have Klayim, you have Klayim. For the, even by Shar Begodim. For the more Klayim, Bedjik Sivbei, Loy Silbei Shatnei Semro Pishtin Yachtav. You can't say that Klayim applies to other materials also. Because klayim is the one thing that according to everybody, the Torah says klo, what's called klayim? Edavka shat semro pishtin yachtav. The issa klayim is not to have flax and wool together. You can't say other material also has klayim. That zikha klayim is only semro pishtin. So the morsakotat echaminach. Hani mili derek levisha. That's maybe only if you put klayim on derek levisha. If you have a veget made out of wool and flax, and you wear it, that's the Issa Klayim. Avo Bahalo, but if you throw it on top of you, like you have like a raincoat, or you're just throwing it on top of you, maybe called cold tray miniosin. There's a habit to say any two type of materials is also. Hey, it's interesting. For Levisha wearing it, that's a bigger hano, you don't need semro pishtin, flax and wool. But maybe if Allah is throwing something on top of you, any two minim. For the Gemara Navar can't be. For Lav Kalvachaymo isn't, even there isn't there a Kalvachaymo. Or Ma Levisha. Madach, when you take this jacket or shirt and your mamas wear it, you have hano. That's the Ika is the Klayim. Ma Levisha. To call Miss Hani Kule Gufi. Your whole Guf is having a tremendous hano, mi Klayim. Or Martha still, we say, what's the Issa Klayim Davka Tzemro Pishtim, only you can't wear wool and flax together in Midi Achrin Eloi, anything else has the Issa Klayim in the Achrin Eloi, Halo, just I'm throwing a beggar on top of you, Lekoshka, Navada Zakavachayma, there can't be an Issa, other materials, only Tzemro Pishtim. So the Mori Elod Rav Papa Bedusi, Enechlam, your Papa is wrong. He made a mistake. I mean, he didn't say it, maybe, but that's wrong. So Avada, by Klayim, you can't say Shar materials is Chayib Klayim. Avada, it's only Samuel Pishtin has an Issa Klayim. Now, Koponim and Rava, about the Papa wanted to say it, so the Teretz before, that Shar Begodim, it has Gimel Tvachim, and Gimel Tvachim could be when the coins were Papa. So Drash Yochi gets in him. To Rav Papa Omar, Av Kol Asuya Klayim, Av Kol, the toner, the ratio, the comer. Af kol begodim stam, semu pishtim, lav lufrushe begodim stumim, the tumakoi. It's not coming to explain what a beggar means by the pasch of tumma osam. The bishar tumma vade metamul, shar begodim. Avadra popol, shar begodim has a tumma to it. The israbim yoy beggar, we know of the ribu yoy beggar. El lufrushe beggar oma beklayim stam. The Rav Papa has only come to explain when the Torah says by klayim, you can't wear a beged, what does it mean? A beged klayim shatnis. Hilkot Rav Papa, loimape kaitane milsa. According to Rav Papa, there's no stirus of two ton of Rabbi Shmuel. Dai ton of ach peruka de seifa iu amram. Volav itma kuli amalei alibu de rov, it's not rovam. the maflik ben gimel a gimel l'shloisha shloisha. El hochi yitma. We are papa rama le maflik haitanem idich tana. Papa says there's no stira. The yav kol asuyi klayim. The chihevi mukminin lo kerova hevi tzorok lefluge. Yav tzeh machloikis. The chivan av kol to mashrotzim nami yosa. Akor av kol le matinu mishol shashol. Shol yikidin agoyim. The big room is also something. Here's that's what we're coming out though. That according to Rapopo though, you can miyashiv this, no steers. I'm talking about Rabbi Shmuel, that one is talking about three yetz boys by three yetz boys that you only have by Semra Pishtim. And the second talking about Rabbi Shmuel that says no, even Shar materials have a tumma, that's Dafka where it's Gimel Tfachim and Gimel Tfachim. And that yad ribum oi begit from Shrotzim. So tomorrow, we have Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. Av Koil, what does the Av Koil come and teach us? La Suya Tzitzis. Come to tell us the parsha of Tzitzis. Trash La Suya Tzitzis, Tloy Mechaye V'Tzitzis, Ela Big Beit Semra Pishtim. Come to tell me, what else does the Davka from Semra Pishtim? Tzitzis. The only Mechaye V'Tzitzis, Midiraisef, the beggar, the material is made out of either wool or flax. La Suya Tzitzis, Fetimor, Tzitzis, Mediksiv. Tzitzis, the Torah says, Beferish. You only have a Chiv if the beggar is made out of wool or flax. But Pasuk says, Loi silva shatnis. Torah says, don't wear klayim. Semru pishtim yachtav. Don't wear wool and flax together. See, the next Pasuk says, kedilim taslachor. You should make tzitzis on it. So, what are the Torah saying? Put tzitzis on what type of a beggar? The same beggar, the Torah says, there could be shaya klayim, the Torah says, put tzitzis. So, Claude, tzitzis is only negeya to semru pishtim. So, what's the chiddush to say that tzitzis is only by wool or by flax? So, after Gemara 9, I can have a half a minute like Rava says. The Rava Rami, famous Rava Rava, is the Spira in the pastures of Tzitzis. Ksiv, one pasuk says, HaKnaf. It says, put on Tzitzis on the Knaf, on the corner. And we dash in Min Knaf. What type of material should the Tzitzis itself, the strings itself, be made out of? It should be made out of the same type of material the corner was made out of. So Zmashma, any type of material it's made out of, the Tzitzis should be made with the same type of material. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Semru Pishtim Yachtav. It says by Klayim and Vilum Tasaloch, that what do you make tzitzis from? Only material that Shayat used to Klayim. What Klayim? Only Semru Pishtim, Chorotzestira. Here it's Mashmioni, Evachiv, to put tzitzis on a beged that's made from wool or from flax. And the other pasuk says, HaKnaf, Min HaKnaf, means make the tzitzis, the strings, from any material that the corner is made from, a tzitzira. Haketzad, ends with Rava like this. Semru Pishtim, if the beged, or else the tzitzis itself, is made out of wool and flax, poitrim, you can put it into any type of a beged. Vein b'minim, vein shloi b'minim. As even if the beged is made out of cotton, like we do, amol you have a cotton beged, you're allowed to put the tzitzis, the strings, made out of wool. It's not called a knaf, it's not called min knaf. The corner is made out of cotton. And your tzitzis now, the strings you're putting into this beged, is made out of wool. It's not called min knaf. Because the apostle says, Semru Pishtim, if you're using flax or wool to make the tzitzis from, then no matter what type of material the beged is, you're allowed to put tzitzis, woolen tzitzis, into cotton beged. Mashenkin, Sharminim, if you want to make the tzitzis out of other material, not made out of wool, if you want to make the tzitzis itself made out of cotton, then dafka bimina poitrim, because you only use cotton strings in a cotton beged. Mashenkin, Shrebiminim, if you want to use a cotton string to put into a canvas beged, ain't poitrim, it doesn't help. That's Rava's drosha. So according to Rava Klo, any type of a beged that has four corners to it is mechuyev and tzitzis midiraisa. Either Torah says Semru Pishtim, that's a chiddush. Then when you want to use woolen strings, you could use it into any material you want. Any beged, you could put the woolen strings in. But when you want to use other material, you want to use cotton strings, then you can only put it into a cotton beged. That's Rava's drosha. So Rav Nachman is saying, I would think maybe the loch is like Rava, that any other beged is also mechuyev and tzitzis. Kamash malon, like Rav Nachman is saying, no, kamash malon, not like Rava. That av kol asui tzitzis, that even in the pasture of tzitzis, you only mechuyev midraisa that put tzitzis on a beged where it's made out of wool or flax. But shar begodim only as a chiyev midrabonin, not midraisa. So Drashi lasui tzitzis. According to this Mechon Rav Nachman, you only mechuyev and tzitzis midiraisa if it's wool and beged. Gedilim taslachon elu. Sakot adachamin kederava, kleima. Sakot adachamin leid lashin and hani smuchim in yitalis. I would not think to learn out smuchim tzitzis from klayim. Lemeima, the teacher, tell me. The talit semru pishtim tasa tzitzis. Only if the beg is made out of wool, then put on tzitzis. For learn the shat talis, and not a cotton beggar. Elo le'inyan tzitzis tidrushay. But maybe I think, no, dashing like rubber's dashing is going on the tzitzis, on the strings itself. Kedilim tasa l'cho mitzemru pishtim. The midulatim make the strings out of wool or by flax. And sometimes you can't make the strings out of shar material. How does that come out? V'aksiv ha'knaf min knaf. Da'ay knaf for yisayr is an extra posaku. To aksiv ha'kanfe b'gdayim. You have to put tzitzis on the corner of the begodim. V'hevel elamichta v'nosnu ala tzitzis p'sut chelis. So as you said, v'nosnu ala tzitzis. What does that say ha'kanfe ha'knaf for? Is a drosha min knaf. Min atalas yi tzitzis. The strings itself could be from the same type of material that the beged is made from. Dochi mashma, tzitzis shol knaf tehei. The tzitzis, the strings, could also be made out of cotton, providing this beged is made out of cotton. V'yim shol meshi, if it's made out of silk, who? Tzitzis shol meshi paitaboy. If you have a silk beged, you're allowed to use silk strings also for the tzitzis. Uksiv tzemru pishtim. G'dilim taslucho demashma nami mehem tasle, it's a sphero, smashma the string should only be from wool, the teretz is sagrada kudu rova. The yom ada knaf oslash minun latidras muchin lemifta shar begodim. The vade mechayiv miyub tzitzis the minun. According to rova, all begodim, flax, silk or cotton is mechuyiv in tzitzis. Know what type of material you have to make the tzitzis from? The same material the beggar is made from. Kamash malon dosak rav Nachman, not like rova. Av kol. Latidras haknaf hochid. Don't dash in the word haknaf hochid. El urcha de crow. Ulashminan de mitzvah tzitzis b'shnei minim tzva. That the mitzvah tzitzis midirises from two different colors. Shnei chutim shel tchelis. You just read this rasa shita. That when you had tchelis, there were two strings made from blue wool. Or shnei chutim shel oven. And two chutim made out of white. Da'ainu min knaf b'stam eloven. That's the chidush min knaf. That the tzitzis should have two colors to it, should have blue and white. That's why we hold like Rav Nachman, that really only a wool beggar is mechuyev midirais in tzitzis, no cotton beggar. Either the pasuk says min knaf, that means the colors of the tzitzis should be two blue and two white. That's Rashi Shita. The Rambam Shita is that only one string is made out of tchelis, and only the string that you make around, you make the gedilim. The one you twirl around and around, that's supposed to be from tchelis. Omer Rav Acha, read the Rav and Rav Ashi. Letana devei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. Maishno linyan tumo, de marvi shar begodim. How come, according to the second Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, we're saying all begodim is makabo tumo? In a sieve, oi begid. Because the passage says by shrotzim, oi begid, that any type of a begid is makabo tumo. Of a zoi hochinami leimo le rabbi shar begodim, mi asher techasabo. How come he says that by tzitzis, Yoni Mechuyiv and Tzitzis, the beggar made out of wool, or by flax, why don't we use the extra posik of Tzitzis, Ma'asher Techasabo, to come to tell me even a beggar made out of other materials is also Makabotum, is also has the Chiyiv Tzitzis. Shrashi Maishino, Heis Aliba the Rav Nachman Keboilo, according to Rav Nachman, the Yomar Av Kola Sui Tzitzis. Rav Nachman says, even though for Tumah, we're masking the Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel, that from Oy HaBegid, all shar begodim is makabel tumah, but pum tzitzis has this chumrah, it's only made out of wool. Why? Because there's no ribui. For at Gemara, there's a ribui by the pasha tzitzis, that says asher techasa. It says Rashi, asher techasa, ribui the crow. It's like an extra pasuk. So why don't we dash it from asher techasa, but even shar begodim, material is also mechuyev in tzitzis. And the Gemara name is not extra. Ohula siyik susuma. It's come to tell me, even though you have a sumo, a blind person, his begodim that he wears, if he wears a wool and tzitzis, he's mechuyev and tzitzis u'diyosa. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, urisa maisai. The Torah says by tzitzis, urisa maisai, he's supposed to see tzitzis. We dash in pratlik suslaila. What's potter from this posik? Pajamas. A beggar that's meyuchot to wear for nighttime, that's Rashi Shita, that's potter from tzitzis. Even if you wear pajamas in the daytime, still you're potter from tzitzis. If it is providing it has four, I mean the chiddush, even though it has four, even though it would have four corners to it, but since this beggar is meyuchah to wear for nighttime, it's potter min tzitzis. That's from the pasuk Risa Moisei. So the Gemara, Atawayim Pratik Sus Laila, you're telling me now, begodim is meyuchah for nighttime is potter from tzitzis. Or Yeinu El Pratik Sus Uma, Maybe it means a blind person. His begotten that he wears even in the daytime is also potter mitzitzis. Because the pasuk says a reason, so maybe only somebody could see them, he's mechuyev in tzitzis. But a sumo that can't see his begotten, maybe he's potter from tzitzis. So it's gemara no. When the pasuk says Asher techasabo, there's an extra ribui. Mashm, anything you're wearing to cover yourself with, you're mechuyev in tzitzis. The pasuk says Asher techasabo, you're covering yourself with it. Is harei ksusu mama. From this, the pasuk says a ksusum is also mechuyev in tzitzis. Asher techasabo is covering himself with it. Since the sumer is covering himself with his beged, the sumer is mechuyev in tzitzis. That's what we do. So the word Asher techasabo has come to tell me a sumer has to wear tzitzis. And the reason my son has come to tell me ksus laila is potum in a tzitzis. But I call upon him, I don't have any extra pasuk to tell me that a silk beged or a cotton beged is mechuyev in tzitzis. According to this turn of Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Nachman, only Tzemer Pishta is Mechuyev in Tzitzis. Fred Gemara Abba, Homa Ani Mekayim, Uri Isa Moisoi, Frat Luxus Laila, how come we're saying? The Pasuk says, Uri Isa Moisoi Tzemir, only somebody that could see the Beged in Mechuyev in Tzitzis. So we're saying, Sus Laila, at night time, or a Beged in Yuchat for night, his Potem in Tzitzis. Omar Rayas the Rabbis, and you have another Ribui of Ashet Chasabo, Omar Rayas the Rabbis Sumo. How do we know this to say which one yes, which one not? How do we know to say is Suma is Yeh Mechuyev in Tzitzis and Ksus Laila is Potem in Tzitzis? Maybe say Pumfakert, who reads the mercy comes to tell me it's Suma is Potem in Tzitzis. And the Shetachasabo, even though a beggar you wear at night, it was Mechuyev in Tzitzis. How do you know which way is Potem, which way is Chayiv? So the Gemara, Marba Niksusum, it's more misarvah to say a beggar that a Suma wears is Mechuyev in Tzitzis, Sheyesh Nebriyetz Lachirim. We're talking about he's wearing it by daytime. So since he's wearing it at daytime, other people, the Matthias, could see this beggar. Even though the Sum himself can't see the beggar, but other people could see the beggar. So since other people could see the beggar, that's called the Risa Moisein. Or Moitza Niksus Lailo. Mashenkin a beggar that's Myuchat, wear at the nighttime, Shein the Briyetz Lacherim. Nobody could see it at night. Normal at night, you have no light. So you can't see it at nighttime. It's as more Mistavra to say, Ksus Lailo is Potem in Atzitis. But a Sumer is Potem. The Gemara v'Emo l'Rava Shar Begodim. Now back to original Kash, like maybe Ashet Chasabo is not come to tell me that a Sum is Mechuyev in Tzitzis. Maybe it's come to tell me Shar Begodim. According to Rav Nachman, according to the Rabbi Shmuel, he says only Tzemer Pishtin. Maybe Ashet Chasabo, the extra pasuk is telling me no. Not only Tzemer Pishtin, but even all other materials also Mechuyev in Tzitzis if it has dalat kanfois. And the Gemara Mistabro. Koi b'tzemro pishtim, if the pasuk is talking about tzemro pishtim, mar b'tzemro pishtim. Ashet techasabo, it's a ribui in a beged of tzemro pishtim, it has a ribui. What's the ribui? That a blind person, if he wears a beged made out of wool, he's mechuyev in tzitzis. But we're talking about wool, it passed to make a ribui in wool. Of a koi b'tzemro pishtim. The pasuk is talking about tzemro pishtim, and it says ashet techasabo, you have to cover yourself with it. Ma'ar b'shar b'godin atat mustafra. Make a place to come to tell me the next place to say b'shar n'posik ashet achasabo has come to tell me shar b'godin is also mechuyev in tzitzis. It's not mustafra. The posik says klot samuel pishtin wool and flax. So mashma only those two. Ah, you have a kasha. The posik says also ashet achasabo. Mashma you cover yourself with. It's more geshmak to say. It means to come to tell me a sumo, a blind person. Because what beggar is he wearing? He's also wearing a beggar sol samra pishtin. So it's more mistar for the beggar sol samra pishtin is mechuyev, a rebu, this beggar, rather than to be marba or other type of a godim altogether. Let's see, Rashi. Asher techas is a Rashi, ribuyi the crow. It's an extra posik. Lechsus laila. Rashitri is ksus hamiyucha the laila. It's like pajamas. Even if you wear pajamas in the daytime, you'd also be mechuyev, you'll be part of sitters according to Rashi. Because the miyat is a beged miyuchad alayla, tlein echayit. And who what did it come down? Chumra fakert. A beged like our tzitzis, that's miyuchad, wear in the daytime. If you wear it at nighttime, you are mechuyev in tzitzis, according to Rashi Shita. Sheyeshtim b'riyetz lacherim, v'karinim b'irisam lacherim b'yoyim. A blind person, when he wears his beged, since other people see it in the daytime, that's called risam, I say. V'loyosi ashet techasa mapik risam. The posseg of ashet techasa can't come and say fakert from risam. Shein of Riyah, Ma Shenkin at night time, nobody sees it. But if you're going to dash in from Asher Techasa, even Iksus Lailo, or was like Kriakris Lairisim, your mom is going head on collision, can I get the word Posuk Risim? Here the terrorist says Risim, you have to see it, and after you say at night time, you're even sit, at night time you can't see it. As if you only dash in Iksus Suma, a blind person's got him, there's no stero. I says Risim, I say, the terrorist says other people could see his begid. The balance by daytime that people could see his begid, even a Suma could be Mechuivin Sitzis. But if you're going to dash in, even at night time, as Luchayim and Sitzis, nobody could see it then, to see it, to reach him. V'yem al rabbi shabbat ad rashi v'loik susuma, koi b'tzemu pishtin k'diyoma, d'somach tzemu pishtin l'gdilim. Marbek sus suma d'tzemu pishtin. It's more, the star of the apostle is talking about wool, will be marbek chidish in wool, that even a blind person has the chiv to wear tzitzis. Of a marbek shabbat godim b'tzemiyya, stam estavro. If you're talking about wool and flax, you don't go to a marbek other begodim. That's why we leave it that we're only marba ksusuma. So this is according to Rav Nachman. That's one sheet of lalocha. But it's not. This is because he's showing them clear how we paskin. Do we say tzitzis is only mechuyev on stem or pishter midiraisa, or do we say no, all sharp begodim is also mechuyev? Zot vayta. Amar Abaye. We have Shimon ben Elozer. That's the first doom we have that he says kol yotzim and eitz does not have a tum sholosh or sholosh. V'sumchis and sumchis halacha is amru dovrecha. They both say one halacha. We have Shimon ben Elozer hodi amur that we had already before that he says anything coming out of eight like katin, if the beggar is 3 by 3 inches, it has no kabbalah tumah, and merely could use it to put on top of a schach, because since it's not makabel tumah, you could use it for schach. Sumchis, what sumchis halacha? Tetanya sumchis oimer. If you put tzchach on top of your sukkah, the tovui with material that was woven already, it's psula. Why? Because it could be metama ben goyim. Is keman ki hai tana. Goes like this tana. The tanan shesi ve'eriv metama ben goyim miyad. That shesi ve'eriv means the raw material. As soon as you wove it and made a cross and along with it, right away it's makabel tumas ben goyim. Divrei Reb Meir zot Reb Meir. We have Yehudu Aymenoi. Hashesi, when is the shesi, the material going up? That's Misha Yishla. That's only after you got finished heating it up that the wool, the flax became white. The Erev, the material going straight across Miyad. That's Mekabel Tumah right away. For Einyin Shel Pishtin, if you have the pieces of flax, then it's only Mekabel Tumah Misha Yishlavdom, after it became white. But before you whitened it out, you didn't heat it up, you didn't cook it up, you'd boil it up yet, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Let's see Rashi. What does Sumchas Gadu with Shimon Eloza? Rashi, Omru Dover Echad. The Dover Hamit Ben Goyim, anything, Dover Hametam Ben Goyim, anything that has Tumas Ben Goyim to it, is Zayim Masachachin. The Yafagav, the Ein Hametam Ben Tumas Maga. Even though it has a Tumas Maga, but as long as it has a Tumas Ben Goyim, he can't use it for Skach. He saw the Yamorin Chutz Mipishtin. That was of Shimon Eloza, as he said, Kol Yoytzim and Eitz is not Makabo Tumah, and you can put it for Skach. Chutzman Pishtin. Pishtin is called eitz, but Pishtin is makabel tumas negoyim, even though it's only gimelatz boys, but gimelatz boys. Therefore, a piece of flax that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, you're not allowed to put on top of the sukkah for schach, because that's makabel tumah. Now that goes according to Sumchas also, because Sumchas said v'tovay psula, abi it's woven a little bit, it's possible. So Rashi, even though it's not a begid, it wasn't woven yet. A piece of raw flax. It was woven. Nitfo means it was spun. It wasn't woven yet. You can't use it for schach. Because for shortsim, you have to have a good begid. Here, even though doesn't have a shame begin, it has a tumas negoyim to it, therefore you can't use it for skach. Sichcha betovi, hoyo lemetama benegoyim, tersiv oy beshesi oy berev, huwa din namlu yoinen, huwa din a piece of flax, mishi is lavnu, soon it became white. Vaidin lo ketovi, why does it say it was spun? Lashminen, the tovi metama miyad. If it was spun, the material, it's metama right away. Titzfiyosu yugamar malachta, vleboyish yishla. If you spun the flax, then it's makabel tumah even before mishiyishli, before you cleaned it. Keman omr sumchis lo kreb meya. The yom matame miyad shenitfu. As soon as you spin the flax, right away it's makabel tumah. Yeah. Next Rashi, yoh tanak kreb yuda mishiyishla shiyushay lenoisim in ayir. As soon as you take it out of the bigger pot, shesholke noisim bolalavnoi. You used to cook up the flax in hot water to make it white, that was makabel tumah. Mishi yishlavnum betanim. As soon as you make it white. So Mele Sumcha that says as soon as you metav tovui, as soon as you spun it, right away it's makabel tumah. That goes according to us, Reb Shimon ben Elozer. That he says any type of flax, it doesn't say it has to be a begin. Now any piece of flax, that be it's three etzboys by three etzboys, it's roi, it's makabel tumah. It's the goyim, therefore you can't use it as schach. So they both said the exact same halacha.